What is up, everybody? Sean will be right back. But we have a ton to talk about. We've got a monster show.
Sorry, I had to go make a bet. Oh, too soon? My bad.
I thought maybe you were answering the door for some wind jacket people. You know, just hoping you were coming back.
Blue jackets with yellow writing on it. Don't come to my house, dude. I'm dead. No, thank you. And neither do those guys that run dry cleaners and bring a shovel and don't tell anybody where you're going. We got some serious shit to go over today, brother, and I can't wait to discuss it. But it's alarming and scary, Segs. It really is in a lot of different ways. And quite frankly, sometimes you'll never understand athletes that have money or athletes or people involved in it, greed or what have you. This is far deeper than the NBA. This is like life choices. And we can forget suspension. Now, those guys are done. But we'll get to that, Segs. A lot to talk about. It's a one-topic show, I would imagine, today. The rest is going to have to be put on hold, brother.
100%. We are going to be talking about that all day long. We're going to be talking about it tomorrow. We're going to be talking about it next week. We're going to be talking about it in months because this story isn't going away anytime soon. But to pay off our poll question from yesterday, if you're Justin Fields, would you play another snap for the New York Jets after Woody Johnson basically said you're the reason the Jets suck, and we know that's not the case. But 64% of the people said no, which, I mean, I agree with them. If I'm Justin Fields, I'm going out and just being like, listen, like, I know you're paying my salary. You owe me this money no matter what. Like, what you said was bullshit, and screw you, I'm going away. But
yeah, but the problem is, then they, you know how they turn that against them? And I get what they're saying, that you wouldn't want to as opposed to you wouldn't. That's how I wouldn't want to play for the clown. I'm going to play for my teammates anyway if I'm Justin Fields. And he's, you know, he's part of it too. It's a full team thing, but the owner made it sound like it's one guy's fault, right?
Right.
And so I get it. The truth is here, you go play for your teammates and do your thing, and then you don't re-sign, you get your ass out regardless if they want you or not. But the problem is if he said, no, I refuse to play, then you know what they can do, Segs? Yeah. Conduct detrimental, and guess what? You're not getting paid. So you got to play good soldier and go out and play for your teammates and just middle finger the owner in a roundabout way without doing it literally, and then go about your business. But I'm actually a little surprised it was like that, but I also know that people are tired of the loud talking, throw people under the bus disrespect, and especially from owners who, quite frankly, probably don't understand what, you know, quarters and cover two is in the first place. So to throw your quarterback under the bus makes no business sense at all.
Yeah, no sense at all. And then today's poll question, with all the news coming out about the FBI investigation into two different operations that they had going on, but both involved NBA players and coaching, the poll question is, with the news today, do you trust the result of any NBA game? Meaning is, you know, it can be anything in terms of, oh, what is a player doing, as we're talking about with Terry Rozier in a Cavs game a while back. I mean, we got all kinds of stuff, but do you trust it? Yes, no, shut the whole thing down. No, right now is at 72%. And I think those people are right. I mean, you just can't trust what's coming out of the NBA when you take it all into account. Not just the gambling part, but just everything you see that has to go on with the NBA, from load management and these injuries or guys, you know, getting taken out at certain times. It's just, it's a tough watch already if you're just looking at it from a basketball standpoint, and then you add in all this other shit. Yeah, I don't trust anything with the NBA.
Well, I didn't trust it very much, Segs, before this.
Yeah.
And I thought it was at times a hard watch. Now, there's no denying how talented these guys are. I'm not talking about that. But this ain't the footage. They're not fundamentals. It was a better game, the Jordan, Kobe, Bird, Robert Parrish, that group of players. The athletes are still great, but the game's not as sound. It's just not. It's not. They don't play defense. It's not as sound. Now, with that, the gambling, the Tim Donahue, we don't trust you. Like, how are you up 33 and then you find a way to lose with a quarter and a half to go? We question. Then you go watch Rozier, which was a dead giveaway. Say, when I first saw that, not today, but I've seen it before, when he was playing against Cleveland, it looks like a collage of like 15 different games until you keep looking at the court, keep looking at the uniforms. Mm-hmm. It was as disgraceful a performance. It was a dead giveaway. Now, as you look back in hindsight, you're like, oh, this is a no-brainer. The stuff he does, I mean, then throws his head back like, I mean, just everything. Guy can't, I mean, giving it, really? He's throwing finger rolls under him, missing by 4 feet, air balls. I mean, the stuff he was doing was an embarrassment. And now we look that he turned himself, took himself out of a game when somebody was betting the under on his production. He played 9 minutes, told guys, oh, I'm taking this one off. Claimed that his ankle or foot was hurt. And a bunch of people made hundreds of thousands of dollars on the under because he was going to take himself out. And that's where it started. And it's much deeper than we even know today. Mafia, Lucchese family, the Bonino family. That's Bonanno, I guess is how it's pronounced.
Bonanno, Gambino.
Gambino, the Luisi family. All these, and those are four of the biggest hitters we've ever had. No pun intended when it comes to crime. And I think we hear more drug cartel than ever, right? But what people don't realize, those families from the Bonanno families and Lucchese, they never went away. They were just
right. Got
their business, I guess, a little smarter.
They were a little dormant.
Yes, no question. And especially the New York and Chicago, I mean, down a little, Vegas mobs and kind of keeping it under wraps.
Yeah.
But then when this comes out, you realize they're still operating to the fullest function they do. And then you prey on guys, and it's weird. You prey on guys that got a lot of money, and you still do it because the greed sets in. And before you know it, now we got mafia, we got FBI, and we got athletes, and then victims who were probably fairly high rollers, or they wouldn't have been invited to the table, right?
Yeah.
And then we got guys. So load management. Now what we're going to do is question, is load management segs? Of all the load management we see, and you know the players, are they visiting their house? Then the guys who sing, the guys like Gilbert Arenas, who said that he and Jones and LeBron used to go to LeBron's house and have play games. How illegal or what are the ramifications of that? You got a guy, Mr. Big Shot, was considered one of the great leaders in the NBA. Who was fraudulently stealing money from guys at a table and setting it up with camera lenses and special contact lenses and special machines to rip people off. The victims are never going to be talked about because you know what we do? We're going to lump the victims into, oh, they're at an illegal card game, so they're just as dirty. Yet when the mob's involved and you're stealing from them, whether it be $5, $5 million, $500 million, it's not a good thing. And once you're in, you ain't getting out. And the only way out of you sing is probably behind bars. So this isn't just an NBA thing, and we're going to talk about that. We're talking some serious stuff here. The FBI addressing it like this. It's been going on for months. This isn't some overnight raid. They've been watching this to the point of Terry Rozier counting the money that he won for that load management game. They're delivering it to his house with obviously the FBI people are watching and counting it there. The arrogance of this. This is, I'm just telling you, man, I hate saying this, but when you get those families that we just named involved, that don't like getting cheated and then they don't want to get sung on. And, you know, we talk about, the NBA, give them a one-game suspension or a half-a-year suspension. You can forget those guys in the NBA. They're done. Now Adam Silver, now the other sports are going to start saying all those eyes are coming to us. I mean, hell, I mean, we've seen it in baseball with Class A, all the questions surrounding Shohei Ohtani. That kind of went away. That was I confess somebody else did it. And when the Cosa Nostra is involved, this is serious shit. This isn't just you owe me money. They have long memory, Segs, and you and I both know this. And we both have family members that are involved in some kind of law enforcement and or enforcement to stop fraud and it goes far deeper than this. So for people to say, oh, the NBA, everybody's doing it, I get it. And this is a conversation that we don't have enough time to get to all the NFL talk that's going to happen and what it's going to mean. But we're focused on the NBA today because the NBA was tough enough how it is. Price of tickets, bad basketball, talented players, load management. Now, I've been following. You know, we've been following the story about Jonte Porter and the whole thing for a while. When you're in sports, gambling's a part of it. Sports betting's a big thing now, and if you do it legally and properly, smarter move than doing it like this when it comes to behind the scenes and fraudulently stealing from people and premeditating all this stuff. Say, we're not just talking about bouncing a basketball and shooting hoops and good or bad game. Now every game you're going to wonder, they were up 20 and got beat by 15, and the spread was 14.
Yep.
Even if nothing happened, that's what you're going to think. Perception. Adam Silver, all the other commissioners, and now this. And Segs, I'm just telling you, and you and I both know this. This ain't going to just be about money. Collateral damage when it comes to when I'm talking about the money. But when you're dealing with the Bonanno family and the Lucchese family and the Gambino family, that are running those dry cleaning businesses, when they ask you to grab a shovel, dude, and don't tell anybody where you're going, you're dealing with a whole much respect. You've now entered a world. For those of you who were born, live in a bubble or under Patrick stars, the Patrick on SpongeBob SquarePants' rock, you've jumped into a completely different rule, a world. That look by Chauncey Billups ain't going to be just about bad basketball or rigged basketball, although they said his had nothing to do with games. It had to do with the poker game. But yes, there's still, you still got to look into it. I'm talking about Billups, that is. But that look's going to be more head on a swivel every time you go out to your vehicle. Who's singing on who and where's this end? It'll get worse before it gets better, Sakes. It just will.
Yeah. To set everything up, so we have the FBI comes out, Kash Patel, the director, comes out and basically says, you know, we've got two different operations that we're announcing, and they both involve the NBA in a certain way. So we have, you just mentioned it, you have Chauncey Billups and Damon Jones, both involved in this illegal poker game where they were basically stealing money. They would find what they call fish, which is just basically the sucker to come into the game. That
and
has
they call Chauncey Billups, they call those guys face cards.
Face cards.
Face cards are the big, are the guys who can go bring the guys into the game that are the
celebrity types.
That's they know how to bring people to the table.
Yes, right. Yes, that these fish want to play cards with. So that, you know, they come out and they say they have those two guys involved in that. And that involves the mafia, all the families that you've mentioned. Then you also have Terry Rozier in a separate case, along with Damon Jones, who's he's named in both, which is, I mean, amazing that you are involved in both of two of the biggest cases we've ever seen in sports
history. A player and a former coach. He's done both as well.
Player and a former coach. So he's involved in the illegal poker game, but him and Rozier are involved in the insider information stuff where, okay, this guy's going to be out in this game. So, you know, bet all his unders now, because then you can win a lot of money. Rozier, we saw the clip already of him, you know, just throwing the ball away multiple times in a game where himself and others that he told to bet the under on all his prop bets. So, I mean, this goes two different ways, but I think when we start talking about this, it has to be about Chauncey Billups and Damon Jones and these illegal poker games, because I'm not going to say I feel bad for Terry Rozier, because I don't. He's an idiot. He broke the law and he should be. But to me, there is two different levels here of illegal activity. When you're talking about the mafia and the New York families that are mentioned in this, your case immediately goes to the very, very top. We're talking Rozier. We're talking Damon Jones with the illegal insider information. That's a tier or two below, in my opinion, when we're talking about illegal activities.
We're talking about witness protection program shit, Sigs.
Yes, and we're talking.
I mean, we could say it like we see it, and you're talking about you end up. You end up. They may do it a little different than the cartel does, but they do it. I mean, you've seen them. I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but when you decide to enter the world, Chauncey Billups and Damon Jones did. Where people sit, like I said, the victim sitting at the table. And then all of a sudden, if you decide, I don't want to do this anymore. No, dude, you already immersed yourself. Once somebody introduced themselves and the last name's Gotti, a Gambino family, you better turn around and say, you know what, before I get in, I'm out. Both are federal crimes. That's what Seg's saying. He's not saying that the one's not serious. I mean, with Terry Rozier. What he's saying is, you have now entered, and Rozier with this minutes may have already been entered into the mafia, was at the head of that too, saying
it, dude, could have been,
he could be involved in that as well. But to knowingly get involved with those families and then thinking you're going to get out cleanly, I mean, they just look at it in the coats and ties and they're slick and they get it. We've seen all the movies, The Godfather, but we're living Godfather in real life in the NBA. And Chauncey Billups, he's a leader, Sakes. He fraudulently ripped people off in a scheme that was premeditated, going on for a long time. I'm thinking when you go out to coach basketball, you know, things like if you're in a disagreement with your wife or something, maybe your kid, you're waiting on a child, you wonder if your kid's going to be there, not feeling well, whatever it is. Are you waiting on an answer for a test of your own or waiting for a job interview that you think you're going to get, or all those things, right, that are important in life? And they use up your mind, right? You try to compartmentalize, or you had a rough day or whatever it is. You got to pay bills and another bill. Your property tax bill came and it's like, shit, that's too bad. What are we doing here? Now we've elevated to a different level. I can't fathom going out and coach thinking I'm going to play golf in New York after. I'm going to play. Hell, maybe golf was involved too. I'm going to play a card game after this. How are you actually knowing the people that are involved and possibly at the table and that are involved in this? Aren't you every day with your head on a swivel wondering, when is this going? When's the other shoe going to fall? When is it tumbling? I just don't get. And Chauncey Billups is not underpaid, dude. I don't get. And I'm telling you, with all due respect, why immerse yourself into those families in that way? Because it's not. They show up at your door, and the FBI shows up at your door. Neither one are good for you. It's not a wise move, man. Why?
And you just never know, you know. And this is where we have to wait for more information to come out. But if you're Chauncey Billups, you're at one of these poker games and you owe someone some money. What's from them to turn on one of these families or somebody that works for one of these families and say, okay, you got a game against Toronto coming up. We want you to make sure that you hit the under for your team, or, you know, and
in a roundabout way, Chauncey, give me some substitutions at the end of the game. Right.
You're going to coach this game a certain way, which changes the outcome of games, which changes the outcomes of seasons, which changes the outcome of championship. I mean,
and lives, lives and
yes,
jobs
and lives. And yes. And money being paid to other people that, okay, now this guy may not get this second contract or whatever it is. There's just so many layers that this could, you know, balloon out to, that it's just, it's insane. We've never seen a sitting head coach be arrested in NBA history. This dude was just inducted into the Hall of Fame. I mean, if you're the Hall of Fame, do you take this guy out immediately? That's something we'll have to wait and see. I mean, there's just so many layers. Yes. And you know, we've seen this in baseball now. Shohei, that big controversy where, oh, it was his interpreter that did all the betting under his name.
Yep.
Sure, it was. Class A, the Guardians closer, who still has not returned, probably will never return to baseball. So, I mean, there's just so much when it comes to this sports gambling aspect. But when you get into these families and illegal poker games set up by these mafia families, man, it, like, where are you at in your head that you could say, like, yeah, I want to do this shit.
Segs, once you be in a bad place,
you got to be greedy. Right. But damn, greedy, you're a head coach of greed.
Greedy.
That's where
greedy, arrogant. Common sense is nowhere to be seen, especially for such a guy who had such a high basketball IQ.
Right.
Or, Segs, we assume, well, you made all this money, but did you spend all the money and you're desperate to pay it all back? Who knows? I'm sure that's the case, that you've been chasing money for a decade and you got to pay it back. A couple things about this. And I saw Dr. J put it up. I told you guys this on our pre-show meeting. Bud Selig oversaw the steroid era, and even though he's in the Hall of Fame, that will be attached to him forever. Regardless of what you think about Adam Silver, this is his baby. He's attached to this forever. He just is.
100.
And I don't know where it's going to go. He doesn't know. You can't play dumb on any of this, and you're exactly right, Segs, with this. When you sat at that table, I try to get into the deep depth of this documentary style thing we are going to see eventually, is when you decide you're walking into that room in a hotel suite in the back of a warehouse, wherever they had these games, right? And you walk in there and you know that the Lucchese family's represented, Bonanno family's represented, Gambino family's represented, you know, the group of them, right? And Segs, you decide to sit at that table, whether you're one of those victims or one of those that are part of the elaborate scheme that's premeditated, all this high-tech way to cheat. Once you leave that room that day, and don't kid yourself, every one of those families knows exactly everything they need to know about you and where they're going. I mean, you and I both know it. You're not sitting at the table unless you've been vetted in a big way. And I'm not just talking about money vetted, because you know what they're all worried about? And if they are the ones who sing, guess who they're going after? The dude who brought him to the table.
Yep.
And so I know this sounds so like we're talking, oh, that's Godfather Michael Corleone shit.
That's well, that stuff
exists. And that stuff exists in real life.
Yes.
In real life. That casino in Vegas with Joe Pesci, that stuff exists. And you can go from being a best friend one day and do it. As long as you're on time and doing it, you're love for life and not selling somebody out. But the second people start to sing, then, dude, when you talk about NBA and then all of a sudden we're thinking witness protection program and, oh, my gosh, now what? You've crossed over the line of is he going to be suspended or get another year back? Will he get to play? Will he be discarded from the NBA forever? And I know what people are saying. It's hypocrisy, and yes, it is, to not have to sponsor all these betting sites and have them all sponsoring a league and then to be able to do this. Well, the problem is here's why the hypocrisy, but here's why, you know, legal betting when you're doing it legally, okay. But here's why this whole thing, because now the collateral damage, we don't know how far it filters down and where it filters. So right. when you're doing this and they say, well, it's hypocrisy. Yep, it sure is some hypocrisy. But what part of the NBA, and this is not Adam Silver's fault, I know it opens up cans of worms to addiction, just like drugs or any all those things. What it opens up, Segs, is the can of worms of they didn't just throw games. They, for years, have been ripping people off at a poker game, which has nothing to do with NBA and any right. of these sponsors that are on there. Well, this is stuff that none of us can do. You can't do this anywhere. And then when you see the folks that are involved, and now you know what pisses them off even more, Segs, is they got eyes that are going to look in now deeper into their families. Yep. You know what I mean? And listen, they already know what Chauncey Billups' family is all about. They've had eyes on him, not only the people he's dealing with, but the FBI for a long time. But now you now have affected us in a way like the NFL and hockey and baseball are going to be looked at. That, oh, because it happened to you, they're going to come have eyes on us. So every move we make, legal or not, they're going to question. It's the same thing with these high-ranking mob families. Guess what that means? Oh, well, they know the gambling's there. Now what other federal crime? Now we got to look into racketeering, and we're going to look into mm-hmm. all the other stuff that comes with you've crossed the line. So now you're not just dealing with, you know, finding yourself in sitting in Rikers or somewhere else, you know. You're finding yourself wondering if you're out, what do you got to do every day? I mean, when the FBI is involved, that's all. And the FBI mafia says it rarely ends well for the people that are doing it wrong, right? And then how the victims aren't getting their money back. You want to know why, Sex? Because it was illegal in the first place. There ain't going to be no reparation where, hey, man, you know what? You lost $500,000 because they ripped you off. Well, we got it here sitting in a drug cartel raid that we got. We'll give you your $500,000 and we'll raise you another $500,000. No, you were illegal too. And if we catch your victim ass, you're going to jail too.
Right.
You know who the winner is? Nobody.
Nobody.
No, but I'll tell you what, while people are going to look at these betting, how, you know, the big sponsors and stuff, if they're wise, and they should be, because there's some – the legal ones are fit. They didn't do anything wrong. If it's doing it legally, do you capitalize on that and say, if you would have come to this betting site – I'm not talking about the athletes. I'm talking about anybody. You go on it. So as we go forward, Segs, while we know what's going on, what are the answers? What are the answers? Should we allow NBA players to bet on other sports, just not their own? Should we do what we do to kids on Netflix or something? In your TV, the parents can push a button that prevents them from getting on and seeing sex or drugs or whatever it is. Should we do that to NBA players? Say, you can bet on other games, but we have a I don't know if you want to call it a tracking or a monitor, that when you go into bet on the NFL, it shows us back at the league offices. Hell, right. we can review a play and then get to New York and check on it. So if you want to bet on baseball and you're an NBA player, go ahead. I'm not saying they're going to do it, but I'm just saying if it came to that. But if you push that button and say sin and you bet on an NBA game, all bets are off. You're done. I don't know what the answer is. If you're going to let them, if it's going to be now, they're going to get more stringent. If they're going to allow it, like NIL's going haywire and the rest of it. And we're going to even look into that with all this, Segs. I'm just telling you, this stuff, it's going to filter everywhere. So I just wonder what the solution is, because those 31 that were involved aren't the only 31. I wholeheartedly believe that.
Let's answer that question in just a second. And I also want to talk about what somebody said on TV that I was watching this morning, show that I watched for the first time in a long time. We'll talk about that and what Sean just asked, the question there, after we talk about Perplexity.
Let's do this. Let me ask you something. Let me ask you to the heart of what you're doing. How much time do you spend every single day on your web browser? Well, I got a new AI-powered web browser from Perplexity called Comet. So how much time? How much time do you spend clicking around online, searching, scrolling, typing endless tabs? It's a lot, right? Well, let's toggle through this stuff and let my guy Triple E and I walk you through it. You can ask Comet to do things for you, not just give you answers. Comet feels like having a personal assistant living in your web browser can actually do things for you across the internet. You can ask it anything and to do tasks for you and literally click, type, search, and scroll just like you would to get things done for you in the background while you go about your day. We all want more efficiency from our day, and Comet from Perplexity, this new AI-powered web browser, is doing that for you. Comet can shop for you, make reservations, book travel, summarize articles or videos, send emails, schedule meetings, and a lot more to make your life easier. Let's show you how it works. Now, folks, when you think about this, think how much time you do, regardless what it is for work, pleasure, travel, amazing what it can do. And if there's feels like a live human being hanging in your web browser and it frees you up to be more efficient doing something else, why wouldn't you? All right, for instance, let's say Triple E, let's go find a great Mexican restaurant in Austin next Wednesday. Okay, next Wednesday. And let's see, let's do it at a time. How about we say this? At a time, maybe 7 o'clock that fits my calendar and book it. Then I want you to send that calendar invite and an email to my colleague, John, with the details. As Comet works, you're going to see all the screen recording play come up, right? You're going to see it check your calendar, scan restaurant options, book the reservations, create the invite, and then it's going to email John. And as you roll through that, it's pretty cool, right? So if you'll just download Perplexity, think about what it's doing to free you up so you're not worried about it. You know, like I said, AI is awesome. But when it feels like it's a live person, it doubles down on old school plus awesome to combine them so you can free up more time. It is pretty cool. So download Perplexity, the new AI web browser by Comet, by heading to pplx.ai/Sean, S-E-A-N. And let your browser work for you. Plus, right now, when you download Comet, you get a month of Rumble Premium for free, which is huge. Again, that's pplx.ai/Sean, pplx.ai/Sean, and you're going to get a free month of Rumble Premium free. That's the bonus. The other thing is you're going to free up more time to be more efficient in your life. That's how a web browser is supposed to work. So again, download that new web browser, Comet, by heading to pplx.ai/Sean and get to work.
So, Sean, you just asked, basically, what can we do to help basically keep this from happening? But the answer is, I don't know that you can do anything, because all these guys do is say, okay, hey, buddy, hey, you know, one of the guys that hangs around and helps me do stuff around the house. You know, they all have their little entourages.
Yep.
Hey, you make this bet for me. Here's money. You do it on your account. And they can't prove. That's why some of these guys, when we talk about...
You wonder how dumb they are.
Exactly.
What's your common sense? If you're going to be stupid...
Exactly.
If you're going to be stupid and do something... Not the poker games. We'll get to that. I know you're headed to that. Yes, but if you're just going to bet on a game... Who doesn't have a friend, dude? Here's a grand. Put it on a game.
Right.
If I get it, give me my money back. If I don't, boom, boom, boom. How, if it's a hand-to-hand cash to a buddy, I'm not encouraging people to do it that way because there's legal ways to do it. But if you're crazy enough to, why in the world would you push the button yourself on your phone? I don't. You can't be that dumb, right? You can't be. And then to brag about tell teammates you're coming out with 9 minutes to go and that you're counting the money. I just don't understand the common sense IQ if there is such a thing.
Well, and this goes, it's so many layers, like I said, but when these guys are, you know, doing these types of deals, the fact that the 11th guy off the bench is now making $20 million a year in the NBA. These guys are being paid absurd amount of money. And I know gambling can sort of be an addiction. It can be, if you're doing it legally, you're just getting cash right back. You know, there's so many different avenues to gamble on sports if you know the right people.
Right.
But the fact that these guys make so much money and it's still not enough
tells you that they also spend so much. I'm just telling you. Yes. And when people say, well, when's enough enough? Well, here's reasons why. For some, it's never enough. And Isaiah, I do know that they allow you to do that on the sports. That's not my point. My point was when I said it is in your phone, of course, do you put it in a phone where if you're betting on your own phone, yes, you let them go play bet on baseball. But in your phone, a mechanism that says if they push the basketball button, they can't do it. So the question is, do you can? That's why I said, well, do we extend it and make it to where we try to make it easier on them to bet other sports to where they're not, you know, and why would you? I mean, I understand you want to go bet on a football game. I don't know why that's a problem. You go to Vegas, you do it or you have it. But what people think is, well, it leads to other things. It's like, what do we call those? Like marijuana leads to coke, cocaine leads to, you know, gateway drugs. It's a gateway to the next thing. So my point, yes, I know. And the rules change just like NIL and transfer portal. It feels like every 15 minutes about, well, now they can go bet on other sports. I'm talking about with their phone. Yes, you go in, I'm betting on a baseball game. But my thing is, can you monitor that they won't push the button that says my game, my team? Yet, then again, why would you even do that when you've got cash, give it to your buddy, or you go to another friend and says, you push the button for me. That's my point. Yes, we do. Now, I don't know what the limits are. Now, one thing I don't know, Sakes, is there a limitation on how much a player can bet on the other sports while they're playing their own? And I know they can't do it on like company grounds and NBA offices. You can't do it at your facility. You know, that thinks about the Art Schleister days. I had a buddy when Art Schleister played football at Ohio State, said that gambling that went on years ago. Mm-hmm. A teammate of his said he would sprint in off the practice field and he'd be on that. We used to have phones in there where you could just pick up the phone and dial out, be on that phone in his uniform while practice just ended. He couldn't sprint in fast enough to make a, and he said it was crazy. But you're not even thinking about it then until it starts to happen, right? And I'm not trying to single Art out. I know he'd been through some tough times and get it, but this has been going on for a long time. And yes, they let him. But I don't know the extent they let him say. And maybe it's out there. But if all of a sudden a player in the NBA wants to bet $1 million and a house will take it, you can't bet $1 million on your phone. There's always restrictions on that.
Right.
But my thing is, are we going to have a security wall that if you're a gambler and it's a problem? Because it's hypocrisy for the NFL or any of these sports leagues to say, you can't bet on another sport, but we're going to have outfield signs, and on your uniform, it's going to have, every single shows are named after the rest of it, doing it the right way. But is there any way to monitor a guy's phone? And if you're dumb enough to still push the button yourself, then you shouldn't be playing. We should just take you out of society. Go far away and work on your brain cells and your common sense IQ, because you ain't got one. But there's that desperation, and it feels to me, either one, the arrogance of these guys at the gambling table to have poker games and rig them, the arrogance think we're never getting caught. One, because you're trusting so many different bodies in the room that you can't control. When it comes to the betting on games or load management or pulling yourself out, you put an elaborate scheme together to play poker games. You got to be more elaborate if you're going to cheat. I mean, if you're going to do it, be better at it. Damon Jones wasn't real good at it. Obviously, Chauncey Billups wasn't real good at what it is and trusted too many of the wrong people or was arrogant enough to think it didn't matter. He was bigger than the system. And you ain't bigger than the three-letter FBI, and you're sure as hell not bigger than those dudes who run those families that you're in bed now with. And then if you're Rozier, then you just can't be. He's made, what, $140, $150 million in his career? Mm-hmm. That tells you, Segs, that either it wasn't enough or the desperation kicked in. So, yes, you can bet on other sports, but I don't know if there's a limit for the player. Does it start there? Do you limit them? Do you limit how many times they can do it? I don't even know if that's implemented. Because in our world, the betting world changes. It feels like every day. Regulations change every day. What the NBA – and if you allow it in one sport, are you encouraging the gateway to another, like we talk about in drugs? If not, are we just saying, hey, he's a grown-ass man, deal with it? Because if you want to know where the biggest betting degenerates in the world are, it ain't the NBA, brother. On a smaller – it's on college campuses. Everywhere, college campuses have more betting. I'm not mad at them if they're doing it. Hope that they're doing through legal ways, like we talk about Calshi, the legal way to do the futures predictions. We've talked about it. It's legal in 50 states. It's simple, and you can push the button. I'm not talking about athletes on their own sport. I'm talking about you and I.
Yeah.
But if you want to talk about outside of sports, the biggest gambling addictions there are on the planet, which on a smaller scale, money-wise, are sitting on college campuses. It's a smaller scale, but to them, you know, $100 kids in college, $100 to a college kid's, unless you come from with a silver spoon in your mouth from a lot of money, that's a lot of money compared to the, you know, whatever millions that they're putting on. But the FBI wasn't playing, and this is a major announcement, and the mafia ain't done with this yet either, because they know people start to chatter, and they don't want chatter coming out on their end. Got to be careful. This is more dangerous. Not just dangerous financially, this is dangerous in a lot of ways, man. This is a slippery slope, and one that can affect families in a collateral damage people don't want it to affect.
Yeah, it's a big time case that we're going to be following for a long time. The NBA did make a statement on Billups and Rozier. They're being placed on immediate leave. So the statement is, we're in the process of reviewing the federal indictments announced today. Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups are being placed on immediate leave from their teams, and we will continue to cooperate with the relevant authorities. We take these allegations with the utmost seriousness, and the integrity of our game remains our top priority.
There you go. And that is a statement. And thanks, as Isaiah just said, that the professional sports office absolutely don't know what the Jontay Porter, they do. The point is he was caught. It goes back to the common sense part of it. But my point is the only way they can go in there and know is, one, if the people on the other end early on before this became an issue, if the people on the other end where you're making bets got some inside information or feeding it back to that team or to somebody else because they're either not getting paid or they're a sponsor to the league and now they have an obligation. Mm-hmm. To say, we're sponsoring the NBA or we're on somebody's jersey, one of your players is doing it, there's an accountability that goes with it. But this isn't old stuff that's been in place for a long time. For Porter, they have channels, but he went down the channel that is too easy to monitor.
Yeah.
Because they all do, to collect.
He was betting on himself.
Pushing a button on your own phone that these betting services and the people that are now, because these NBA people know, and they can't put something on your phone without you legally telling them they can, right? Say, I'm talking about the team. Yet if I'm a team now, you're signed that contract, maybe it does, and then in the collective bargaining agreement has to agree to that we get to monitor every gambling move you make on your phone. It has to. Yet then it says, well, I got a burner phone. I'll just tell somebody else to. See, like you said, Sigs, earlier, you can limit drugs coming into this country. You can't stop it. You can limit gambling the right way. You can enhance it the clean and proper way. But the illegal way, guns, if somebody wants drugs, guns, gambling bad enough illegally,
they find it.
They know somebody who can find it and help them find it and make decisions like this. So, yes, there's no doubt. And Isaiah, my point the whole way is just to say, with mechanisms that everybody has to agree on, what's the next step that prevents them from betting on them or their own sport or telling people? But there's still going to be people who try to beat the system. Always happens, always will.
And I think the big final thing the NBA needs to say is, if you were caught in this Terry Rozier situation, like I said, the Chauncey Billups thing is completely different. We're talking prison there. If you're caught like Terry Rozier was clearly caught here, betting on himself, you know, basically shaving points is what he did. You are immediately banned from the NBA.
You get the Pete Rose treatment.
We go back to that, and maybe that will keep guys from doing it. And like you said, there's always going to be one that tries it because he thinks he's smarter than
and arrogant technology. Enough to think you can't touch me because I'm an athlete. Right.
Yes. You think you're smarter than technology, when in reality, nobody's smarter than technology. It will always get you in the end. But something I wanted to talk about today.
Hey, Segs, real quick before you go on that, one last thing about this, you know, in the Rozier case, and, you know, what do we do? You ban him for life. And as you said, it still won't stop it. But at what point in time do we get to a place where will we ever go back and return this to the days when it was illegal. Not doing it illegally, but will we ever go back to where we don't let players bet on other sports? Or is that ship sailed? You can't take that diamond away from. Or does this make you question that decision to say, we got to reverse this trend? And then it becomes, now you're going to have to deal with what? Court cases, law, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you can go back. You want to say, okay, you can't go back.
Illegal and multiple states and letting these apps do this, you've opened the Pandora's box. You know, it used to be you had to go to Vegas to place bets, or you were doing it through a little local bookie and doing it the illegal way. I mean, when I was 18, 19, 20, there was a guy in my town that I knew that I put bets in with. Like, you just knew
every
it.
Every town has one
little thing. Yes. And it was something that you knew. You heard through people and you find out and you put it in. But it's just, once you open that Pandora's box, you can't put it back in.
Right. And then that diamond's too big to throw back in, right? This toothpaste doesn't go back into the tube, man.
Right.
You know, and I sit here and think about it, because I like to bet on games and the rest of it. I would have never, ever considered that, because I don't chase the money. You know, I like to have a little fun, as we all do. But I just wonder, and we'll get this later this week, but you know how the NIL, and then we see in Ohio where high school players now, the judges has stopped the decision from there. Right now, we're in a stage where they can get high school NIL money. And we're seeing it in more places than just Ohio with this latest ruling. But something to ponder as we go forward. What would prevent somebody from going to a high school kid who's being, you know, well, I didn't have a lot of money in my family. We worked paycheck to paycheck, busted our ass. Yeah. Both my parents, blue collar workers, busting their ass, had food on the table. What would prevent you from preying on them? I'll give you $250,000, but dude, don't we bet on, $250,000, I'm talking about when you get to your university, here's the $250,000 I'm fronting you. But what I need to do when I come to you about, well, three times a year, you're the starting quarterback. I need you to play bad. You're a five-star player. I need you to play bad. And if you follow this is just the front money. I'll also give you another $250,000 and another $250,000 at the end of the year if you're able to pull all three of these off. Well, I'm just using what would stop a kid? Because right now we talk about, why do guys leave early? Well, I got to go take care of my family. Plenty of these kids don't have money. Yeah. And the high school rules are, you know, you walk across the street wrong, these high school kids get in trouble. Now some of them put it on them. So you get my point. Where does it stop? And this is, I'm not being a holier than thou, you know, self-righteous shit, because we're all guilty of doing stupid stuff in our life. But where does this stop? And I'm just telling you, if you think that where it stopped today was, okay, people are afraid to death with the FBI and the mafia involved, baseball and football and other ones, there is somebody, at statistics alone are going to tell you that some of those guys today are scared out of their mind that their house is being watched. You know that, right? I mean, just literally, I'm not saying anybody in particular, but we can't be naive, because we've been naive long enough to know that when a guy goes from 180 to 230 in the offseason and hits 70 home, I'm not talking about, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yet
something's different about the cat, right? It's the same thing here. Well, a school kid's production's falling off. He met a girl and his eyes were always 70. He's sleeping in class. Well, he's stoned out of his gourd. Maybe we should look in his top drawer. It's the same thing here. At what point do we think that the NBA, and here's the big problem with the NBA, this player empowerment that we've heaped on them, it's obvious that they can't handle it, because the grown adults in the room said, oh, player empowerment, let them run the league. Here you go. And even though it's a handful, I had one guy at Twitter, Dave, when I was talking about advertisers and investing their big money into this, that they put into this news, we're three games into the friggin' season.
Yeah.
Just, and they've invested $25 or $50 million. And I said, I wonder if advertisers are going to be pissed and demand something on there. What about their ROI? Because they're, especially if they're running a clean slate and they're in a state where you don't, whatever. And a guy says, well, one NBA coach, what the fuck are you talking about? And I'm like, have you seen a press conference?
Yeah.
You're talking guys where you're this talking is FBI. Mafia, FBI. I said, what do you mean one NBA coach? But see, unfortunately, that's the attitude some will have.
Yes.
What's the big deal? The NBA is full of shit anyway, blah, blah, blah. They get sponsors and do all that. Let them bet. Yeah. And here's what happens when you let them bet on their own. Guys are involved with the mob. Guys are stealing money, basically ripping people off with a scheme that's as elaborate as you can find in tech when it comes to gambling. Put it this way. If you did that in Vegas, you'd never see the light of day again, or you'd be dead on your way out to the car.
Right.
And now you're messing with the mafia and the FBI and other people's money. The layers of this are so deep, you can't build a cake high enough to put enough frosting in those layers. It's crazy. So where does it stop? It's not just one league. But when we say, oh, what's the big deal? Ask Chauncey Billups what the big deal is now. You think he's worried about his NBA career right now?
No.
Dude, it goes far deeper than that. And of all people, Mr. Big Shot, Mr. Leader, and you'd say you hit it perfect. Okay, at a gambling table, even though it wasn't for betting on games, if you did owe somebody $1 million from that gambling table, if you something happened and you lost money at the table because your scheme didn't work that day, technology, guess what happens with technology? It goes out once in a while. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing all the what ifs.
Yeah.
And you owe somebody $1 million, and he says, you can clear that up. Get the under when you guys are playing the Minnesota Timberwolves next game.
Right.
Make sure. Who's to say? That's why the layers are going to go far. It's not stopping today, Segs, and you and I both know it.
And
what were you going to say? So what was on your mind?
Yeah. So earlier I put on First Take. I wanted to hear a sports side of this, you know, after I turned off Fox News listening to the press conference. And Stephen A. Smith was talking, and we know Stephen A. Smith is annoying. He drives us all nuts, but he's very connected. He is
works his ass off. He loves work. You can't deny that. Yes.
He knows more people. And over the past couple of years, it's gotten even bigger, monstrous. And they had Shams on there, and they were both talking and basically saying, this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is just the beginning of everything. And Stephen A. Smith said something very that I looked at, and I was like, yeah, this is
true. Eye-popping.
Trump, he said, Trump is coming for this stuff. This is Trump directing his FBI towards getting rid of this kind of shit in terms of the NBA one, in terms of Terry Rozier. And this is just the first player. Because if you think Terry Rozier and Jonte Porter are the only two NBA players doing this, you're full of shit. Or your eyes are just closed. Because I guarantee you there is dozens of players doing this type of stuff.
They're going to the WNBA. They're going to look hard at other sports. They're going to look hard at anything. They're going to look at college. They're going to eyes now. They're going to have more eyes. And he'll put it this way. Our president, Trump, will hire more FBI agents.
Yes.
And empower Cash Patel to go everywhere you need to go to end the dirty, the illegal betting. Well, and part of it is, guess where Trump, he's got casinos and hotels, dude. Yeah. Guys like that built their, they don't want to get ripped off. None of us do, but you know what I'm saying? It's even a more vested interest. You're trying to clear the shit. And when that guy's telling the FBI to go get this, don't think he didn't know that press conference was coming down the pike. I got news for you. So with that connection going, and here's the one thing I know about him. I don't care how big a celebrity you are. If you're doing it dirty,
don't matter.
The sport may try to protect you. He won't.
Right.
I mean, I'm talking about the illegal stuff that's ripping people off from a dollar. And again, back to the mob, you could make it $5. You can make it $5 million. It's the principle for them. Exactly. Oh, if you stole that from me, how much more are you stealing from me? You know, that's the thought process. And now the FBI is involved. They've opened up a can of worms, and they're right. Like we said, it's not just the tip of the iceberg. The names are not done. And you and I both know this is just the initial. Now people are scrambling. You'll see. Maybe guys will start to retire a little sooner, Segs. Who knows? Right. You know, well, I'm just telling you, you keep an eye on this stuff. And guys like, you know, I saw Gilbert Arenas, you know, they're joking about this stuff and they're doing like laughing and energy. Dude, I'm telling you, you can joke because you if you're telling on somebody and Gilbert's a highly opinionated guy, you're laughing, say, I'm going to sell people out. That's fine and dandy. But now imagine who's involved. I'm just telling you, dude, it's telling you. And I would imagine there's a little concern when he comes on there and says, yeah, Damon Jones and I, and I'm not putting it on anybody. It could have been just a simple playing Yahtzee at LeBron's house. But when he says it, and that Damon Jones is a bad sports or bad gambler or bad poker player, and we used to go to LeBron's house and play. Well, aren't you obligated to wonder if that was legal too and who was involved in those games? I'm not saying to go there, but Stephen A. Smith's right. And Stephen A. and LeBron aren't exactly best friends right now. So people are talking. And if the president sends the FBI to your door and you're involved in sports gambling, you're not really in a good position. You're either going to have to tell on somebody or you're going to have to get caught yourself. Moral of the story is quit stealing from people in elaborate schemes to gamble the wrong way. I don't know what the right way is, but doing it legally is the right way. Yeah. And unfortunately, Segs, we got some heavy hitters involved in this when it comes to outside the NBA. Heavy hitters.
Yeah. Yeah.
As heavy as it gets.
Yeah. Oh, and there we go. We see Trump is going to make some sort of announcement at 3 p.m. So we'll wait and see what that is. When, you know, like we said, when he's involved, he's going to make sure it all comes out.
He thinks when he puts his mind to it, he's got some, you know, that feeling of that OCD that he is not stopping until he has the answers he needs to hear. I mean that as a compliment to him. It's a tribute to his grind. And I got news for you. If you think he's going to sleep on it, that president doesn't need about 3 hours of sleep a night. You can – you say – we talk about guys with long memories. Oh, shit. As sharp as a tack, that memory is really long. And he ain't going to let it. He's a sports fan. We just know that as we are right now. And being – When you've been ripped off, people don't like getting ripped off, and neither do the people involved in this. This isn't the end. This is just the deep end hadn't even reared its head yet when it comes to this sports gambling stuff and how the NBA and maybe others are involved. And you and I both know that.
Yeah. So this is something we're going to continue.
Just an opinion, but I think it's fairly capped and obvious because I think that we're not saying anything that most people don't know, right?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
This is something we're going to have to keep, you know, we're going to continue to monitor. We'll talk about it as more stuff comes out. When we come back tomorrow, we'll be back at noon Central. We're going to talk some football because we got a big football weekend coming up, but we will keep you up to date on exactly.
The story will change between now and tomorrow, Six. There will be stuff.
Yes. We will be leading this show off tomorrow with the latest from this investigation in terms of the NBA side and just the legal federal crime side with the mafia and all.
For all you guys out there, just go to Kalshi and do it the right way. Make your future predictions on tonight's Thursday game. Push button. For all you athletes, you're not bigger than the system.
Don't try.
You're not bigger than the system and you're not going to beat it. So it will catch you. Find something else to do other than bet on your sport or load manage your way into a couple hundred grand and count it at your house. Maybe have a bigger common sense IQ the size of a tree, okay, or a brick. Have a little bit better than that.
Man, I did not wake up expecting to hear this story and have this story today to talk about all day long.
Let me ask you one other question. What happens in those cases? I'm just using Chauncey Billups from you. I don't know. I've never had a conversation with Chauncey Billups. Admired him as a player. Thought he was a hell of a player. What happens if all of a sudden they come to you? And I would imagine he knows a lot of the people at the table because he was a face card for them. What happens, Segs, if the FBI comes to him and says, you're looking at 25 years, dude? I'm just using that. I don't know what when the feds are involved, it ain't 15 minutes. Let's just put it that way. You're a big hitter, dude. You're a face card, and you're one of the big ones. You're what, an ace? Right? You're the king of diamonds, brother. So let me ask you this, Siggs. They come to him and they say, that 25 years will be at 5. And you want to talk about who else was involved? I'm not saying just him. Anybody involved, you potted that. I ask people out there, what are you doing? Nobody wants to be labeled a snitch or a sellout or the rest of it.
Right.
What do you, especially when you know guys were involved, if they were, I'm saying if they were involved and it's much bigger than this, let's just say it is. And they come to you and they're laughing all the way to the bank because you didn't sell them out and you're doing 25 for the other. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
What do you do? You don't have to answer this now. It's kind of we'll carry this on.
Yeah.
We'll mull it over when you're staring yourself. Are you willing to sell out others that were involved? Because I can't imagine it's just three cats, dude, doing it. I just can't imagine. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it is. But if it did, isn't that your number one concern if you're one of those families that's mafia related? Isn't that one of your concerns? If you're the NBA, how big is this going to get? If NFL players were sitting at the same table, if baseball, you know what I mean, Segs? How big is the melting pot? Is that motor pool?
Right.
Five people big or 500 people big? And who are the names involved? So I'm just saying, if you're willing to steal from somebody at a card table, you may be willing to sell them out to keep yourself from getting 25 to 30, whatever that, I don't know what it is, 7 to 20, you know, how they, it's like a knee injury. Hey, man, you'll be back in 6 to 27 months. Oh, great. Thanks. Somewhere right in between. So with that, whatever it is, if it's going to reduce your time, I don't know. What do you do, Sags?
Definitely something to sit and ponder.
There you go. That's exactly and, right.
Hey, sounds like a good poll question for tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. Would you sell out to get less cut?
Would you snitch on the mafia and others to get reduced sentence?
The moral to the story, too, is don't invite them to the table. Bad idea.
No.
Okay. Secondly, don't rig dealing machines to favor your hand. You will get caught.
Oh,
and fake and lens. I need those contact lenses for other reasons. Those contact lenses, things that you could see, spend the cards better. I don't know what they did with them, or do cameras in light. I mean, hell, the time it had to put this scheme together, you probably could have made $100 million doing building another company.
Legally.
So I don't know. Just mull that over. Or how many people would sell out to get a reduced sentence, especially if you knew the guys that were involved. If there's more. Were big hitters that were still involved in your sport, whatever that sport is.
Yeah, and I just saw this from Brian Windhorst. He says, quote, Damon Jones and Chauncey Billups use their positions as coaches of teams to tell people who may be available, meaning who is going to play, or again, load management, that kind of stuff. And what appears to be a lot surrounding Damian Lillard, LeBron James, and possibly Anthony Davis.
Well, there you go. And it's only just getting started. There's a few big names there, and say three huge names. Now, real quick, remember how they said, well, Chauncey Billups is only involved in the gambling at the table, the poker game? No. Well, if this is the case, and you can tell people, I may be resting this guy. Is that not shaving points?
Yeah.
So, nah, brother. I would actually, if you're erring on the side of this and what you feel about the NBA, I'd err on the side of this is getting bigger than smaller. Keep an eye on it, man. That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
My opinion.
When we come back tomorrow at noon Central, we'll have more layers to this story. We'll have what Trump has to say about it, because you know that statement's coming at some point today. And we'll hear more from the NBA.
He's not inviting anybody to the White House today. This creepy press conference, okay? No. That's a fact.
I mean, it just, and you never know what it's going to be. So again, be here tomorrow, noon Central time, 1 p.m. Eastern. We'll lay it all back out for you. And what's the latest in this? We'll talk football, Texans, Cowboys. I was thinking about the Cowboys today. That offense is really damn good. Can they do enough defensively to stay in?
Trade deadline.
I've got
some for you, Stakes. I'll bet you.
Okay. Is the mafia involved in this bet?
No, absolutely not. All right. I will bet you the Cowboys try to, and maybe unlike Jay, that maybe they try, put it this way, more defensive players move at the trade deadline with names than offensive players. How's that?
Okay. How's that? I like that as well. Yes.
So gentlemen, no money involved, no poker tables either. Yes. There you go.
And no mafia.
That's right. No nobody, thanks. I'll keep that to nobody, the movies that I watch on TV. Yeah.
Nobody kneecapping us or anything like that with a baseball bat. None of that happens here. We just tell you what's going on.
Yep. We're just the messenger. That's exactly right. Good stuff, thanks, brother. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Triple E. Thanks, Laura, as always. Thanks to you, listeners. We wouldn't be doing this without you. So we appreciate it all.
Great advertisers, too. We appreciate you guys. You're the
and all our advertisers. For sure. So we will talk to you guys tomorrow at noon Central. Peace.